Hello, this is Teresa Matsura, and you're listening to Uncanny Japan. When was the last time we did a show about superstitions? No, you don't have to go searching. I already looked. And the answer is episode 56, way back in July of 2020. That's when I talked about food superstitions. I'm sure you'll remember and still practice the don't mix your eel with your umeboshi pickled plums rule. Today, though, it's the tail end of 2021. And wouldn't it be nice to go into the new year with at least a little luck on our sides? Let's learn some Japanese superstitions, but the auspicious variety. Little signs from the universe that everything is going to be okay. Would you like to explore the stranger, more obscure corners of Japanese culture? Dig a little deeper into superstitions, curious customs, and all those mysterious creatures that inhabit the land? If so, then this is the podcast for you. Uncanny Japan is where I, author Teresa Matsura, share all the fascinating tidbits I unearth while doing research for my writing. From the bizarre to the ghastly, and everything in between. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, hey. Did we make it to the end of 2021? I mean, it's not over yet, and I'm sure there are thousands, if not millions, of meteors hurtling in our direction. And I'm not sure if the heat death of the universe can happen overnight, but with the way things have been going, could be. Anyway, we're almost to the end of 2021, right? Is everyone nervous about 2022? That's understandable. So with that in mind, for the last show of the year, I want to delve into some Japanese good luck superstitions. Because sometimes you just need to believe that something is on your side. Let's begin with a thing you actually have no control over, but might apply to some of you. Reach up and grab an earlobe. Is it a small, dainty earlobe or a bigger, more droopy one? I hope you said bigger and droopy, because those are some mighty lucky ears you've got there. The superstition is, 耳たぶ ga 大きい to お金持ち になる. In English, if you have big earlobes, you'll become rich. One thought as to why this saying came to be is from the depictions of Daikokuten, one of the Shichifukujin, seven lucky gods. Daikokuten is easy kanji to read, big, black, heaven. But one place I saw translated it as big, black, diva. Which is so cool. He's the happy-looking guy holding a magic mallet and wearing a peasant's cap called a daikoku zukin. He's usually standing on a couple bales of rice and carrying a sack, too. Daikokuten is the god of wealth, farmers, food, and good fortune. He's also got humongo earlobes. FYI, if you have large earlobes, they're called fukumimi. Lucky ears. I read in one place that there are two types of fukumimi, big earlobes that kind of curl up on the ends, which is okay, can't really imagine that, but maybe. If you can rest a grain of rice on the end of your earlobe, that's what I'm talking about, and those are the luckiest of all. You get all the money. But earlobes that are just very long, that look more like the ones you see in the pictures and drawings and statues of the Buddha and Confucius. Of course, you get your regular dose of fortuity, but also it means you're going to be a great person. Maybe a saint, or a sage, or a Buddha. And aside, when I was in university, a Japanese exchange student came up to me and said, "Wow, you have great fukumimi." That's how I learned the word the first time. However, it's over 30 years later, and I am the exact opposite of rich or a saint. I'm not giving up, though. Okay, for number two, let's do something that isn't people-body-specific. This is something anyone can do if they want to garner a little extra luck and wealth in their lives. The saying goes something like this. Hebi no nuke gara o saifu ni irete, kin un appu. If you place a snake skin or some piece of a snake skin in your wallet, your fortune in money matters will improve. This one, too, comes from one of the seven lucky gods, Benzaiten, to be exact. Benzaiten is our lady lucky god. She carries a biwa, a Japanese lute, and like Daikokuten, traveled all the way from India through China to reach Japan, with some changes along the way, of course. Among other things, Benzaiten controls treasure, and her messenger is a snake. Snakes shed their skins and get bigger, which they do repeatedly throughout their lives, and that's a pretty auspicious thing. Shedding the old, becoming new, yet bigger, stronger. You can see why snakes and snake skins are a lucky symbol. However, not all snakes are created equal. White snakes are particularly lucky. They're thought to be guardian deities that protect your house as well. Their skins are also the best to keep inside your wallet. And I mean that's if you have a choice or something, like you're hiking in the forest and there on the path is a black snake skin and a white snake skin. Take the white one. More luck. But I think any snake will do. I read one place that poisonous snakes are thought to be powerful just because they are so poisonous. The stronger the poison, the stronger the luck. And that doesn't mean you should go out poking around in bushes looking for poisonous snake skins either. You might wind up poking a poisonous snake, and that wouldn't be lucky at all. As far as how to put the snake skin into your wallet, you just fold it up nicely and stick it in anywhere, really. Any place, doesn't really matter. Just someplace where it doesn't get smushed or torn or anything. Another way to keep the luck flowing is every once in a while you remove the snake skin. And out loud, you give it a little thank you, then you can put it back. By the way, you'll often see yellow wallets in Japan. Those are believed to be lucky and money-inducing as well. You'll also sometimes see a wallet made of snakeskin or faux leather that is printed to look like snakeskin. Again, good luck. Just think if you had a yellow wallet made of real snakeskin with a white snakeskin inside. Imagine how rich you'd be. Next, number 3. Oyu no mi no naka ni chabashira ga tatsu to kichiji no maebure. If you see a tea stem standing or floating upright in your teacup, that's also very good luck. I guess this is also an old superstition, but I hear it a lot. One thing is that it's hard enough for a tiny tea stem to stand straight up in a cup of tea. But also that stem had to make it through the mesh strainer thing that's supposed to stop tea from getting through. Then it had to go into your teacup, specifically, and stand itself upright. That is extra rare and extra lucky. Although some wet blankets say that the superstition was started by tea sellers who wanted to sell a very stemmy, not good quality tea. Customers were only buying the good stuff. How do we sell this stem-laden tea here? Hey, I've got an idea. Hear me out. I have heard that you're not allowed to tell or show anyone when it happens either. If you do tell someone, then the luck will transfer to them. You can mention it, but only after you've drank the tea and the little stem. There's even a superstition from way, way back that says you're supposed to put the stem in the left sleeve of your kimono. Okay, you can't control the size of your earlobes unless you're gauging, then, hey, more power to you. Also, it's not super easy to find a snake skin either. But I can give you a couple tips on how to get a tea stem to float vertically in your cup. First, use bancha or kukicha, not the good stuff. Lower grades of tea have more stems. Then use a kyusu, or teapot, that has a very wide mesh. All this ups the chances for those little buggers to get through. And finally, when pouring, pour slowly, That also increases the chances for an upright standing T-stem. One last money and wallet superstition that I just heard recently, actually. It's cute, and a friend told me about it when I noticed her fiddling with her money. She was getting change, and when putting the bills back into her wallet, she looked at them purposefully, and she slid the paper money in upside down, so that the top of Hideo Noguchi's head pointed downward into the wallet. When I asked her why she did that, she said it so the money doesn't escape easily. The money stays in her wallet longer. And actually, a lot of people do that, and a lot of people know about that. I don't know how I missed that one. So there's something else that's kind of easy to do. Oh, and also remember that on the 31st, you must have a dream about a hawk, Mount Fuji, or an eggplant. Those are also quite lucky. I think I talked about that in episode 2, actually, Hatsu Yume, your first dream of the new year. Before I go, I haven't mentioned it in a while, but if you're interested in Japanese spirits, the alcoholic kind, do give a listen to the podcast Japan Distilled. It is so, so interesting. Stephen and Christopher really know their stuff, and they weave in history, travel, and their own unique experiences into all the episodes, which makes them so much more fun and informative to listen to. They just wrapped up their first year, so you can go back and binge those to get ready for 2022. Uncanny's Rich Pav does their sound and editing, so you know they sound good too. Speaking of whom, I'd like to thank Rich Pav, my audio engineer, for his impeccable chops. Reach out if you have or want to start a show. From next year, he's going to take on a few more clients. And of course, thank you, patrons. It's because of you that I can do this. Thank you, listeners and reviewers and people who tell their friends about the show. With that, I will say, Yoi Otoshi wo, which is what you say before January 1st when wishing someone a Happy New Year. I will talk to you all again in 2022. Bye-bye. You've reached the end of the show, and I just want you to know how much we appreciate you listening and supporting us. Any subscribing, reviewing, and gushing to your friends, family, even random strangers, really does help keep us going. If you have the means and you want to help a little more and get a little more, we are making extra content over on Patreon, all for only $5 a month. Or, if you like to read horror, you might be interested in my Bram Stoker-nominated short story collection, The Carp-Faced Boy and Other Tales. 本当にありがとうございます. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.